There ain't nothing I ever do or nothing I ever say that folks don't criticize me. But I'm going to do just as I want to, what people say. If I should take a notion to jump right into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give it my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
That's Billie Holiday opening up Nothing But the Blues with Ain't Nobody's Business. It was written in the 1920s by Porter Granger, who was Bessie Smith's accompanist for some time. Bessie recorded it, of course, but the guy who had the number one hit with it in 1949 was Jimmy Witherspoon, and I played his version back in June last year. Well, let's get ugly now.
Gangsters out in Long Island, so, and this is one of them old numbers they call the gut bucket. I'm going down the way, I'm going to be on my way. Going down today, I'll be on my way. I'm going down in the bottom, if I'm going to stay. Drink a whole lot of whiskey, drink a whole lot of whiskey, drink a whole lot of whiskey, sip a little bit of gin, drink a whole lot of whiskey, get drunk again. Drink all night, I'ma drink all night, I'ma drink all night, I'ma drink all night, cause I love the way my baby drinking fine. Yeah. Say baby, baby, give me another drink. Baby, 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 give me another drink. Don't want no alcohol. Don't want no alcohol. Now she pulled a whiskey. You know they don't drink in that little bit of teeny glasses. They pour your whiskey out in water glasses. I mean, and it'd be filled up. Call that a drink, you know. And whatever you're doing, if you're playing piano, piano begin to leave you, and you be trying to reach for it, you know, and that's terrible when you drink so much and your eyes change like that, you know. Your eyes go to change, you know, and they say, dance, and you see a fella out in the float dancing with a big fat woman with his head laying in her chest like a pillow. His head like a pillow laying in her chest, you know. And she have a glass of whiskey in her hand and don't spill a drop, you know. And then you hear him tip aside and he start to singing this sweet song like this, you know. Something soft and low to her, you know. Will the woman I love take my appetite? Will the woman I love take my appetite? She's the sweetest woman ever seen in my life. She got a face like a monkey, hair like a teddy bear. She got a face like a monkey, hair like a teddy bear. She's the ugliest woman you seen anywhere. She got great big legs and little bitty feet. She got great big legs and little bitty feet. I know that ugly woman when she walked down the street. Her hip shake up and down like a leaf on a tree. Her hip shake up and down like a leaf on the tree. I tell all you boys, that ugly woman belongs to me. I say she's all right. Yes, she's all right. Yes, she's all right. Yes, she's all right. I'm with that ugly woman both day and night. Yes, I'm always with that hen boy. I'm with.
Ooh, yeah, sit right there. Mm-hmm. Listen. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man. If I. Looking man's always looking in the mirror. Ain't but one thing that he holds dear. You put on your best dress, he said, what's wrong with your hair? Ugly man gonna love you no matter what you wear. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man. Can't be nothing sweeter than. He'll worship and adore you, treat you like a queen, shower you with flowers, gold and diamond rings. It really doesn't matter, pay no mind to his face. What's inside his heart is all the difference that it makes. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man. Can't be nothing sweeter than the love of an ugly man. Do it all. Man love you, I don't think about about himself. But to that good looking man, you're just one more notch on his belt. If I ever love again, Lord, let him be an ugly man. Can't be nothing sweeter than the love of an ugly man. Ooh, make him uglier than sin. If I ever love again, the face only a mother could love. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man. If I ever love again, Lord, let it be an ugly man.
The lovely Sean Murphy with Ugly Man Blues from her terrific new album, Ask for the Moon. It's more usual for men to sing that they want an ugly woman, so that other men don't chase after her. I'll be coming back to Sean's album a lot in the coming months. And before that, Champion Jack Dupree with Gut Bucket Blues and Ugly Woman, recorded in London in April 1968. Well, back to 1929 now.
There's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This diddy war did it. This diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. The little girl about 4 feet four. Come on, Papa, and give me some more of your diddy war did it. Your diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, say, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy war did it. Mr. Diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. Put my hat on his seat. Lady said on his seat, Daddy, you sure is sweet. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. Then I got put out of church, cause the talk about diddy war did it too much. Mr. Diddy war did it. Mr. Diddy war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean.
Down in Memphis, Tennessee, lived a girl named Jenny. She run an east shop on the block. She'd always a kept a good a gimme. That was a mule, it was a tadpole shield. You couldn't resist by trying. Every time you pass her door, you'd hear Miss Jenny crying. Oh, my beetle, I'm bummed. Come in and see me when you had none. Made a dumb man see a lame man run. You miss something when you don't get none of my beetle bum. Oh, my beetle bum. There's beetle that upset Tennessee. Every day about 10 o'clock, go down to the station. Folks that come in town, she'd give a little invitation. Every day from noon till night, how's you keep them selling? Beetle 'em hot and beetle 'em cold. You can hear Miss Jenny yelling, oh, my beetle 'em bum. Come in to see me when you hear none. Cause they ain't built small and not built wide. They just build up in a medium size, my beetle 'em bum. Oh, my beetle 'em bum. Best beetle 'em that rocked old Tennessee. The gal I love, she won't stand. Love homebrew and tardy. Every time I take her to a fancy ball, she'll flirt most everybody. Then I took her out Cadillac ride, out to the fields of glory. Tried to make everything pacified when the pledge all was over. Then she took me to her home, sat down beside the door. Didn't keep raining and I couldn't get home. She was so far across the floor and she talked all right. Talked all right. Then you hugged and kissed till you made me sick. Ringing and twisting made me lose my beetle-um bum. Come see me when you had none. Cause you don't have to hurry and you don't have to go. Get a little bit, you'll want some more, my beetle-um bum. Oh, my beetle-um bum. The best beetle-um that popped up in Tennessee.
That was Blind Willie McTell with Beetle-um Bum. Recorded in Atlanta in September 1956. Willie was discovered playing for tips in a parking lot and recorded by a guy named Ed Rhodes, who had a record shop. Ed forgot all about the tape and a few years later sold his shop, and as he was clearing out the trash, he found the recording, which was subsequently issued as the Last Session album. It was the last session that McTell ever did. Wonderful stuff on there. And before that, Blind Blake with Diddy Wah Diddy. Recorded in Richmond, Indiana, in August 1929. Well, somebody I've not played before is Brother Deeg. This is them.
Round and round. till the good Lord might lay me down.
Friend of the show, Watermelon Slim, with Too Old Is Getting Younger All The Time. It's another track from his 2004 album, Up Close and Personal. and there are two links to interviews I've done with Slim on my website. Before that was Brother Deeg with Too Old to Die Young from the album Folk Songs of the American Long Hair, which came out a couple of years ago, but the track has been selected to appear in the new Quentin Tarantino movie. So if you're a Tarantino fan, you'll be hearing it again, no doubt. Well, here's another song that isn't usually done by a woman. This is Debbie Davis doing Crawling King Snake.
I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. I don't want you hanging around my lady. I'm just gonna use her for myself. You got me crawling, baby, when the grass was very high. I'm just gonna keep on crawling now until the day I die. I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. I don't want you hanging around with my lady. I'm just gonna use her for myself. Window, babe, gonna crawl up to your door. You got everything I want now, babe. I'm gonna crawl up on your floor. I'm a crawling king snake, and I'll rule my day. I'm just gonna use her for myself. We'll be right back.
I'm a crawling pig snake, baby. And I do my best. I don't want you hanging around with my legs. I'm just gonna use you for myself. Oh yeah. Oh Lord.
It might have been Debbie on guitar, but it was Tab Benoit on vocals from Debbie's 2007 album, Debbie Davis Blues Blast. I'd never come across a woman singing Groundhog Blues before until I came across this version. This is Gladys Bentley.
Mama, don't be nobody's fool. I'm a low-down dog. If some groundhog ain't been rooting around my back door.
Here, Honey, just stopped in your town. If I ask you for a favor, mama, please don't turn me down. Some skinny gal have lost her home. Get your rice from a police. Get your sweet milk from a cow. Get your pork chop from a bohawk. Get your pig meat from a sow. Play it out.
Hog Blues, with Big Bill Brunsey on guitar, probably Washboard Sam on washboard. Recorded in Aurora, Illinois in March 1938. And before that, Gladys Bentley with Groundhog Blues, possibly her on piano too, recorded in New York in August 1928. Well, slight change of style now, and this is Dave Hole.
Thank you. lost me my mind.
Was Roy Buchanan with Short Fuse from his 1985 album When a Guitar Plays the Blues, and before that Dave Hull with Short Fuse Blues, the title track of his 1992 album. Well, somebody I've not played on the show before is this next guy, Jason Vivone and the Billy Bats.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you a little story about the Black Lone Ranger. Well, if you're going to any blues clubs in Chicago in the 1980s, like I am, now maybe you might have seen him out there. Or maybe you saw him on the L train in the middle of the day. He had on a white hat and a black mask, holsters on his side with toy cap guns, and cowboy boots. The Black Lone Ranger. On the clubs on the west side, or clubs on the south side, hell, even Chicago Blues Festival, and you might run into the Black Lone Ranger. Same band upstage would be getting it, playing this kind of rhythm, and he would appear in the back of the place and just walk on up, tipping his hat to the ladies, finding his way to the stage. The band would all smile because they knew what they were in for. The Black Lone Ranger would grab a microphone and he'd sing something like this.
I don't mean to brag or be no boaster, but I'm gonna rock you, woman, like a roller coaster. Black Lone Ranger, Black Lone Ranger, Black Lone Ranger.
Been a long time since I lived out there. I still got a friend in Chicago, gave him a call up. His name is James Porter, maybe you know him. He writes about music, plays around town. And I said, James, do you remember the Black Lone Ranger? He said, oh yeah, I remember the Black Lone Ranger. Yeah, he had on that white hat and black mask, holsters with the cap guns in them, cowboy boots. Yeah, I remember him. I said, well, James, you know, I was just wondering, whatever happened to him? Oh, Vivone, he's dead. Oh, man, why he that Black Lone Ranger, huh? Then there was a moment of silence on the phone, and we were both thinking the same thing. We were thinking, who was that masked man anyway?
Thank you.
Cashbox Kings with Tribute to the Black Lone Ranger. It's from their latest album, Holler and Stomp, which came out last year. And before that, Jason Vivone and the Billy Bats with the Black Lone Ranger. It's from their new album, Lather, Rinse, Repeat. The Black Lone Ranger was a real guy named James Ramsey, who wandered around Chicago dressed as the Lone Ranger and performed at places like the Checkerboard Lounge. He worked with people like Billy Branch. He died in 1998 of heart failure, aged 66. If you Google for Black Lone Ranger, you can read all about him. Well, this has been Nothing But The Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. There you'll find links to the interviews with Slim, interviews with other people, links back to all the playlists for all the previous shows. You can email me, Cliff, at nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. And going out today with some classic Freddie King. It's actually a Howling Wolf number, How Many More Years. It's from Freddie's 1972 album, Texas Cannonball. Thanks for listening. Glad my voice has held up. The throat's just about going. Hope you'll join me again next week for another hour of Nothing But The Blues. I'm gonna bring back down my clothes.